At 6:06, city is cloudy, light rain, 38 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high of only 39. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A rally here in Tulsa draws supporters from all across the country. Our Catherine Roberts this morning has the story.
Supporters rally in favor of the Keystone XL pipeline. It's a group that stands to benefit from the construction, pipeline workers. Danny Hendricks is with the Pipeliners Local 798 in Tulsa.
We're going to continue to buy crude oil. The Canadians are going to continue to extract it. Pipelines are the safest and most economical way to transport it.
He says constructing new pipelines helps prevent spills like the recent one in Mayflower, Arkansas. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Tulsa sales tax collections are down yet again. This month, the reimbursement check from the state was just over $18 million. Now, that is down 2.5% from last year at the same time and off some 7% from city budget projections. Well, Tulsa's current mayor wants another term. Yesterday morning, Dewey Bartlett filed to run for the June 11th primary. For the first time in the city's history, the election will be nonpartisan, meaning no political affiliation will be listed on the ballot.
Well, I don't think it'll make that much difference. People just need to be certainly looking at the candidates, which I know they will. That's really one of my strongest suits, is I have a very good track record.
Several other candidates have filed for the office, including two with previous Tulsa government experience, former Mayor Kathy Taylor and former City Councilor Bill Christensen. The filing period closes today at 5 o'clock. An Oklahoma House committee has advanced the latest version of a plan to overhaul Oklahoma's workers' compensation system. The House Judiciary Committee cleared the bill 11-4 yesterday after 2 weeks of delay as Republicans hashed out the details. The proposal would transition the state from a court to an administrative system for workers' comp. A rather somber ceremony at the state capitol commemorating Child Abuse Awareness Month. Ardmore Representative Pat Ownby says the flag ceremony on the south lawn at the capitol brought attention to the problem.
We as policymakers, as well as parents and teachers and everyone that is around a child, have to do more to step up and keep this from happening.
Bagpipers played as 41 Oklahoma flags were posted, remembering the 41 children who died in the state last year from child abuse. Well, no one is injured as an F-16 fighter jet rolls off the end of the runway at the Tulsa International Airport. The jet got stuck in the mud. The plane was doing training flights at the airport when the incident happened just before noon yesterday. It is spring, and it is the storm season. The new tornado sirens have been put in place to warn a fast-growing area of southwest Tulsa. There had been sparse coverage in that area in the past.
We installed two new storm sirens, one at 71st and Elwood and one at 81st and Union. Took care of that area southwest part of the city around Tulsa Hills that's had significant growth in the past few years, and we were finally able to cover that area, so we're very happy about getting those in place.
Tulsa Area Emergency Manager Roger Jolliffe says it is time to review family disaster plans to make sure you're ready to deal with severe springtime weather. Our weather forecast, my, what a lovely winter we're having this spring. A winter weather advisory for Osage and Pawnee counties. Otherwise cloudy with a cold rain today and a high of only 39. Tonight, rain ending, skies clearing, cold down to 32 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar shows a lot of rain across central sections of Oklahoma headed our direction. Now at 6:10, it is cloudy, light rain, and 38. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.